You're watching the top five. The Bahraini government bans the opposition from holding meetings with foreign diplomats without permission. Now, an order issued by the Justice Minister requires political groups to get prior permits for their meetings. Once a permit is granted, a government representative must attend the meeting as well. The order also bans contact with international organizations without authorization. The new decision is apparently aimed at limiting the activities of Shia opposition groups. They've played a leading role in an uprising which has engulfed the Persian Gulf country for 2.5 years now. Anti-regime protests are almost a route of the day in Bahrain, despite a heavy security response. The crackdown on protesters is carried out with the help of Saudi forces. Mr. Hayyan Haidar is a political activist. He's with me now live from Beirut. Mr. Haidar, welcome to the top five. How do you think this order is going to, how do you think this order is going to affect the activities of the opposition? Will it basically prevent their calls and the support that they've been getting throughout this uprising from international rights organizations, etc.?
Yes, good morning. And no, on the contrary, I think that this sort of action, banning as a word or as an action, will develop into more demands to get into contact with the outside world. And in fact, what we're seeing now, I mean, myself being on the air now and talking to local or regional media is one of these actions. And now we know that you have many other means through Facebook, Twitter, internet, etc. You don't need really to actually make physical contact with foreign diplomats to convey your demands and your words to the outside world. In fact, it will have, I mean, I believe, a reverse effect directly opposite to what the Bahraini authorities wanted to, because people will get more interested in what is going over there. Will people in the free world will condemn such barring or banning, and it will shed light more and more on this 2.5 years old, I don't say, I wouldn't say a revolt, but from a historical record, we know that this sort of action is irreversible. It starts with demonstration, then it will develop into rebellion, then it will become a revolt, then maybe a revolution, and it will be, as we have seen all over the world and in the Arab world and in Bahrain itself, it will develop into violence, you know, and bringing in the army, the Gulf army or the local army, is not really a solution. We have seen that the protests were started with asking to have more freedom, more say in the doings and political life in Bahrain. They were asking for a constitutional kingdom. Now it's getting more violent. They are asking to oust the whole regime, you know, to change the and things will get even worse, Leighton. I think the kingdom authorities should be more clever in dealing with this and acknowledging that the whole world is going through another path of democracy, you can call it freedom, people's right, respect of people's will, whatever you want to call it. They have to take into account these things. And I'm afraid, no, this banning, the new banning or barring, is going to encourage into more contact with not only diplomats, but various organizations around the world, and NGOs, and into any contacts of this kind.
Mr. Hayyan Haidar with us there, live from Beirut, political analyst. Thank you very much, sir.